Good morning and God bless you. Slip your hands together and bless God today. For truly he is wonderful. He is awesome. He today is our God and we are his people. I thank God today for all of his kindness that he has shown us and the love that God have for us as only he loves us. Amen. This is the day that the Lord have made, and what will we do? We will rejoice and we're going to be glad in it. I thank God for all of you that are joining us here in person, as well those of you that are joining us here by way of our media streams. It's a wonderful thing when the people of God come together in an assembly and in a fellowship. It is here that God says, where two or three assemble together, that I will be a God in the midst. It does not require that we be in some specific place of brick and mortar. It doesn't mean that we have to necessarily be in a building at all. But wherever we come ourselves and we acknowledge the Lord and come into the beauty of his holiness, where you are, the Holy Spirit is, amen, at all times. So if there is you in person and there is the Holy Spirit who is in person with you, then God says it is there that I will present myself. I will present myself in the magnitude of my power concerning you. Amen. I want to have a word of prayer as we come in this morning. Eternal God, we thank you so much for so many things. Most of all, God, we thank you for Jesus Christ who made the very moment possible. Thank you for giving him to us, God, even before we were considering the very fact that we needed salvation. God, you saved us. You saved us. You came to us and you rescued us. And we thank you, God. And you gave us such a great salvation in Jesus Christ. Thank you, O Lord, our God, for you chose us as well as saving us. God, so we are today those that are the gifted of God. You have given us so many precious gifts, so much so, God, that we come behind in nothing. And that our very call and our gifting will make room for us. Thank you so much, God. We ask you today, God, to present yourself in this assembly today in power. God, we ask that you come and every question that we have, that the answer is found in you. The solutions to our problems, oh Lord, God, we find a direction in you. Lord, today we declare over ourselves as the age-old prophet who said that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Today, O God, it is through your word that we will discover divinely where we are and where we are positioned in our relationship with you and all of the circumstances surrounding us today. It is, God, by your word that we will find the method and also the mode and the direction that we are to take from this point forward. So God, we're looking now in great expectation to find all things that is in your word. Yes, God. And we now thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Thank you for what you've already done. And Lord, I'm asking you right now, somebody is calling on you in a very special way, is to hear our cry. And God, I declare that while we speak, you hear us. And before we ask, you have already answered. Lord, we know the gravity, we know the weight, and we know the importance of every individual in here. Touch today, O Lord, my God. Hear them and let them know, God, by a great assurance that you will never leave them alone. And God, we praise you for what you're doing for our sister. We praise you for what you're doing for our brother. We thank you, God, for what you're doing for us individually and collectively. And God, together now, we slip our hands together and we praise you and we open our mouths and we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful day. What an exciting day it is. And I'm excited to see you as I always am to see you today. It's been a very good week for me, and I hope it's been a very good week for you as well. It's been a great week, right? Okay. Were you productive this week? Productive? Okay. Somewhat. All right. You probably some weeks ago or somewhere over the last few messages, you set some goals. Amen. And remember, we said that don't bite off more than you can chew. or as mom would say, put a little bit in at a time. And we were so instructed and admonished to, in the face of challenge, don't turn down, don't turn back. Amen. But in the face of challenge, you look forward and you know that, number one, I can answer as to why I'm here. So I don't have to be intimidated by the moment because I know why I'm here. Isn't that right? Did Jesus have the power to come down from that cross? Yes, he did. Did he come down? No, he did not. He stayed there. Because when you can answer why I'm here, no matter how many times circumstances tell you to quit, stop in the midst of your assignment, you can say, I know why I'm here. Amen. And I can stick to it. My God, my God. Life is going to be filled with such challenges. And I know that it is through the experience that I can come to you. And I can tell you today that if you build that assurance in the Lord to always also be thankful for what God has already done. Amen. Everything don't always be all right, but at the same time, you can say ain't nothing wrong. Because simply what I'm saying is no matter what conditions and circumstances are, God, I know you're here with me. Amen. Everybody do have life in their body today, right? I pray God y'all do. Amen. Because I don't be dealing around with mortuaries now. So I pray everybody in here got breath in their bodies, because I don't mess around with mortuaries. That's somebody else's area of expertise, April Tucker. You can handle all of that. We don't deal with mortuaries. Amen. Let the dead bury the dead. I want to be around the people that are lively stones, energetic and excited, and I'll let everyone else handle all of the rest of those things. Well, today we are so moved and excited to have this moment. I had assigned today some assignments to my sons, and I don't see them as of yet. However, that could be one of two reasons. One reason could be is the gravity of being on time, which is usually sometime the problem with way of younger people. I guess I was that way too. We late. And then some of us, even after we get older, we still be late. Brother Eddie, what's that you said when you came in this morning about being on time? So the roof gonna cave in because he was on time. He said, preacher. He didn't want the roof caving in because he was on time. So he wanted us to beware, but he was on time this morning. But I don't know as to that reason, but certainly we're going to move forward in the Spirit of Christ. I hope that over the course of the last few weeks that you have really been able to take the series and put them together and come up with some really great revelation for yourself. The information that have been given you for some long period of time now are bits and pieces of information that you have to really put together. You can take the segments and you can do good with it, but if you put them together, you will be building something that is going to be very impactful and powerful in your life. Amen. In the process of time, for myself, what has happened is the revelation is coming fresh for me, and it has given me a sense of direction for what is to be done next. Amen. And I'm not without at any time what God wants to be done next. The series of messages have been those things that pertain to you as an individual grooming yourself and growing yourself up in your relationship with God. Amen. Because when we come to that place of maturity, the last thing that anyone really want to deal with when they come into their maturity, or you can call it adulthood, is to deal with someone who is childish. Childish could have so many characteristics. One of them is the lack of discipline, the lack of commitment and dedication. Is all traits and characteristics of being sometimes childish. There is no way that we are going to be progressive and move forward if we're not going to grow up spiritually. Your relationship with God cannot become stagnant. You don't just get saved and go to heaven anyhow. You've got to build in your relationship with God. Now, the only one that's going to suffer the worst from your lack of growing up and building your relationship with God is really you. You're going to put some burdens on some other people because they're concerned about you and they're praying for you. But the one that's going to really do the most suffering is going to be you when you don't adequately and properly build your relationship with God. You got to keep going. You've got to press forward. Amen. As you have an experience with Christ, the enemy, the devil, is also, and I like to use this analogy, this storm has a history. Now, y'all have heard the meteorologist say that. Now, I want you to, it may not have resonated with you the way that it's resonated with me, but what do you mean this storm has a history? What they are saying to you is, since this storm formed, it has had this behavior at this time, at this place. And at another place, it had a little different behavior, and the storm, the effects of the storm were somewhat different in this is what they did. Here it was torrential rain. Here it was extreme winds. And here there were extreme lightnings. Now, he's saying that I followed and tracked this storm along the way, and by the time that it gets here, I am predicting that this is what its behavior will be. Now, I want you all to stay with me. So now here we are going to bed. How many inches we going to get in the morning? 1 inch of snow, 2 inches of snow, or is it just going to just blanket? The meteorologist can only predict, based on the history of that storm, what will happen when it gets to you. Let me tell you something about the devil, the adversary. He has a history. Of wreaking havoc in people's lives. But let me tell you something that I've noticed. When God has greatly gifted you, he has a history of making all hell break loose. Oh, my God. I'm no meteorologist, but I am the man of God. And I can tell you that if God put his hands on you in a special way where your gifted ability is great, the devil will not pull one punch. But you better get in the ring with him. Hallelujah. And you better let God deal with you so much until the devil feels the punches, but he never see you move. Because the battle is not yours. Come on, somebody up in here. So you go ahead and you tell the devil now, the preacher said, the battle is not mine, but it is the Lord. Even though you have a history of taking some folks out. Today, I want you to know that I'm standing strong in the power of God. Amen. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to just simply move forward in this devotional period. And I'm going to begin by saying now for all of the younger ones that are here, I'm addressing them specifically here today. Malachi, and be talking to you, and Shamar, and Zakai, all of you all. And I'm going to be talking to you all specifically. Do you know that the Olympic torch, what year are we in? 2025? The original Olympic torch was lit in Amsterdam in 1927. That's when they started the Olympic torch. And they lit it in 1927 time. And that Olympic, the flame has been burning now since 1927 for 97 years. And that torch that was lit historically for that tradition has lasted for some 97 years. That's a long time. And it is a symbol that the games have continued consistently for this many years. And it brings with it, in each game, a winner. A winner of the bronze and the silver and the gold. Countries have brought home winners. They have brought home winners every time they bring that torch forward. And I would that Kennedy were here, because I've told her, set your sights on the highest of whatever league you have engaged. If you like to cook, set your sights on being the master chef. If you like computer science, set your sights on being the greatest computer engineer. Don't just want to become, I just want enough to make some money. Set your sights on something that's going to always challenge you. And when they set that torch, that's what it's doing. It's symbolizing that there is a challenge that has been set for all of those who feel that they are good in whatever that they do. Now I want you to look at 2 Timothy. Everybody, 2 Timothy. And in 2 Timothy, one of the games is passing the baton. passing it. And I think that it is significant because, spiritually speaking, that is something that has to take place and has taken place since the beginning of humanity, and that is the passing of the baton. 2 Timothy chapter 2, in a single verse, which is verse number 2, but I'm going to read verse number 1 also. I want you to look at verse number 2 and you tell me when you look back, do you see four generations? It's Kennedy with you. Hot dog. Four generations is in verse number 2. If you see four generations, you raise your hand because you smart. Verse number 2. You see four generations in here. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 2. You don't see four generations in there, April? I thought you were smart. You don't see four generations in there? Well, you got to look at it to see it now. Yeah. Maybe pass your phone down there and see if Derek sees. See if Cash them down there see four generations. Ty, you don't see four generations in verse number 2?
I do.
Verse number 1 says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Watch this, Brianna. I'm going to show him four generations now. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. Paul is the primary generation. He is me. Do you see me in there? Somebody say one. Who is that generation? Paul. Me. Somebody say one. And the things that thou. Somebody say two. One is Paul. Thou, number two, is who? Timothy. I ain't gonna go so fast that y'all can't keep up. Amen? Am I on it, Tad? I'm on it? Me is Timothy, one. I'm sorry, me is Paul, one. Thou is two, that's Timothy. So where's number three? No, that's number four. What kind of men? Faithful men. I hear you, Zakai. Faithful men is generation number three. And old smart Tad already showed y'all number four. Others. One is me. Two is thou, three is faithful men, and four is others. Somebody say four generations in one verse. Four generations in one verse. Me, thou, faithful men, and others. all of them are to pass the baton. Me too. Can I get a thou? Anybody want to be? No, I need somebody to come up here and be a thou. Somebody come on, be a thou. Come on up here, Zakat. Come on, right, here comes it. I will pass the baton to thou. What you going to do with it? Pass it to faithful men. Thank you, ma'am. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on now, I'm going to make you ruler over many. You know, you did a lot to pass that, because you could have been so selfish with what God gave you during the course of time that you carried the baton. But you know what you did? You passed it as one should do. What are you going to do with it? Faithful men, pass it to others. Will there be another in the house today? Is there another here? Can I get another? There will not be another. Don't y'all make me have me call your name. That's what I'm talking about. No greater love hath no man than this. Boy, you gave it to the right one too, because he know what to do with that. Thank you, Zakai. Boy, because he going to talk about that for the next 3 days. Uncle Don told Zakai to give me the mic, and he gonna run all around Nana's house. Did I say that right? No. Say it right. No. Nana. He gonna run all around Nana's house. I get corrected about that often by him. Talking about this mic that he got passed today. He will not forget this because he is other. Couldn't have landed at a better place than the least one in his house today to be the other. And we had to wait on him. But he made it. And here he is now. When life presents itself, he doesn't necessarily remember me as the originator of passing the baton to thou, who passed it to faithful men and then got to him. But one thing he know, I got it. Huh? Thank you. I may call you back now. Don't go too far. Somebody say the problem is. The problem is that we're having... And it's a very serious problem. Y'all hear me, because I promise you I'm not going to be long today. It's a very serious problem. Is that we don't mentor anymore. We don't mentor anymore. Nobody's mentoring anymore. Our kids are essentially, I know you're providing for them. You got a bit roof over their head. You gave them clothes and shoes and all of that stuff. But we're not mentoring them. We're leaving them to figure it out. And then when they go somewhere else, we have a problem with who they hang with. But they are looking for someone to mentor them. It ain't going to take me long, but you got to listen carefully. We don't mentor them. And the problem that we're having is that we are holding on to people who we should know that they're at the place, we should really see it, that they're at the place where they need to be their own leaders. But we are still holding on to them because we refuse to really mentor them as we really should mentor them. We have many leaders, but what happens to us who have the baton is that we want to subjugate, which simply means that we want to dominate and we want to have control over the coming generation of leaders they have come to the age of spiritual maturity where we really should pass it on. And after they've come to the place where it's time for them to move out, then here they are now still trying to figure it out. Now, I'm gonna talk where you're living today, okay? And take it personal. Until you take it personal, I don't know if it's going to have a personal effect. All right? And when they should be becoming responsible, they're still sitting up in their house being a headache. And then you're trying to wonder, what did I do wrong? And now the conversation, because they become old enough to feel like they have a voice, you're becoming extremely combative with one another. Because factually, based on what I'm seeing in the text, is that we are failing to mentor. All right? This is supposed to be a blessing to you, but it's becoming a headache, and not only a headache, but a heartache. All right? Let me let you work with the word today that's going to help you out, and don't take this as gender specific, but take it as spiritual order. Okay? Gender specific meaning, when I say father, don't think that it means like daddy as in male, but it simply means parenting. Mentor is translated fathering them. We don't father them. All right? That's my first turn. I'm going to make three. First turn is the problem that we're having is because we don't father them. First turn, mentor. We don't mentor. We don't father them. Mothers, you don't father them. Not because you're not a male, but you're not fathering them because you are not having the characteristics, nothing gender specific, of being to them what God told them to honor, which was their mother and their father. Let me help you understand. In the matrix of our family in here, for everyone who is a sister in here, you will do more for your sister, for your mother, than you will for your sister. For everyone who is a brother in here, you will do more for your brother than you will for your father. Stay with me. For every man in here, he'll do more for his brother than he will for his father. And for every woman that is in here, they'll do more for their mother than they will for their sister. Somebody say, why? Because you don't compete with your mother. You don't compete with your father. You compete with your sister and with your brother. Naturally so, when you come here, and you have a sibling, you're never in competition with your mother or your father. You're in competition with your sister or your brother. And somebody said that's a good thing. Because that is translated as sparring. Your brother is the one who tell you, you ain't going to be no punk. Now, I didn't have no brother, but I had a sister that when I didn't stand up for myself, I made her terribly mad. But do believe me when I tell you, she took care of my problem.
Oh, yeah, she took care of the problem. You didn't mess with. I ain't had no brother. I didn't need one. I had a sister named Janet. But she would come back and deal with me because she didn't want me being a pushover. Y'all getting one of, that's your sparring partner. Regina, did you and kind of Keisha, y'all kind of had that thing going on where y'all had to, you better stand up for yourself. You better stand up for yourself. They kind of had it with us. Okay. You're more like the mama. Okay. So whenever they're competitive, but when you get down there, April, you have to deal with it all the time, the competition between Brianna and Aaliyah and Aaliyah and Kennedy, because they are competing against one another. But you better not touch one of them. I had three named Roz, Kenyon, and DJ. I don't even know why I bought that game. Just for them to just fight. And then you go and buy the game, and then you threaten to throw the game away. I'm going to throw that thing out the window. You're the one that spent $50 for the game. Because it's natural for them to compete. Because they're what? Sister and brother. And what do sisters and brothers do? They compete. But what they're doing is they are sharpening one another. Like iron sharpens iron. Are y'all with me? As long as it doesn't become critical. And then you get that negative kind of energy like Esau and Jacob, because the intensity turned up until one actually killed the other. I'm sorry, Cain and Abel. Siblings, but one killed the other. Now, you don't want that level of intensity. All right? So what I'm trying to tell you is that I want to continue to be vivacious. I'm almost finished. I want to continue to be energetic. I want to maintain that you go boy swag. Mm-hmm. And I want to put forth an effort to keep it to where boy Pastor Hurt taking care of himself. You're supposed to get out here and take care of yourself and become an example before them. But let me tell you something in all of that. While Kenyon and Roz and DeAndre and Joel may look at me and I look like a brother, I better not ever forget that there is a day that you got to let your swag go. And you've got to be a mentor, which means you are not a brother, but you are indeed a father. I'm talking to you in your house today. You can be like a sister to your daughter, but there is coming a day that she's going to not need a sister to look good like she do. She needs a mother to mentor her. Huh? It's going to take more than just being there for 17 years, 18, 20 years, and then she still don't know how to cook, don't know how to separate clothes for laundry, have no idea how to do things that are important to her becoming a disciplined, productive individual. Huh? If her husband is still going to his mama's house to eat, that's the very lead-in to a divorce. Talk, Don. It don't make any difference. I'm not saying that he ought not know how to cook for himself. I can cook for myself, but there is something with the way that when I see her get the pot out, that lets me know that I'm in for life. Just because I see her reach for the pot to cook the meal does something for me because of what God created in me. Am I talking, John? Don't look at me and tell me you know how to cook for yourself. I sure do. Nobody wants to raise your son. And a wife is not spelled M-O-T-H-E-R. Wife is spelled W-I-F-E. Huh? And the Bible says a man ought to leave his mother. Where you at? I'm at mama's house. And you got dinner on the table? And we ain't got to get into this competition about, you know, how to take care of mama and things like that. Yeah, but y'all come home and check on wife. All the time. And if you got a mother who is a mother, she'll understand that that wife, based on God's order, is to be first. And a daughter-in-law ought not to have to compete with her mother-in-law. But we ain't passing the torch. We ain't mentoring. So now we got a whole lot of jambalaya. We just got a goulash. We just got a whole lot of stuff mixed up, just matched up. I'm finna make my second turn and last turn. They're gonna come quick. Hold on. I've got to move from being a brother. Boy, you and Kenya, that don't look like your son. That look like your brother. I don't care what it look like. He has to have a mentor. Because if I don't mentor him, then the person that's going to be hurt is me. I'm going to end up competing with him like a brother. And now I can't pass the baton. Because I'm out here competing where I should be passing. I'm finished with y'all. That's why I tell the Lord, Lord, teach me how to number my days. Comes a time when I can't just run with the fellas. Because all you'll ever be is just somebody else just to compete with. And they're going to need a torch. Oh, I wish I had Kennedy here. You have to take the torch. And you got to take the role of the father. And you got to pass that torch. You got to take everything that you equip with. Mothers, daddies, those that are mentoring. You got to take everything that you are equipped with. Everything that you have gained over the years. You got to take all of your experiences. You've got to take everything that you put together. And you want to make sure that you don't try and take that stuff that God gave you to pass on and take it to the grave. Do y'all hear me? In order for it not to go to the grave with you, you got to give it to somebody who is able to grasp the significance of what you've gained. They're not going to squander it, but they're going to take it and they're going to get it ready for faithful men. That's going to get it ready for others. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Y'all don't hear it, but I sound just like somebody that came way before me. And I don't even remember who they are, and I never saw them, but I sound just like them. Every now and then, you say you look just like your daddy. Sometimes you say you look just like your Uncle Melvin. Sometimes you look like them. Sometimes you look like them. But really, it's like somebody who came a long time ago that keeps passing down and passing down and passing down. Have you ever had to deal with one another where you say, boy, you acting like Joanne Day.
because you're still mentoring. As long as you're here, you've got to continue to mentor. Janet, you got to continue. If you're still here, you cannot stop mentoring. If you're still here, Eddie, you can't stop mentoring. Don't ever look at them and say that they got it. You've always got something else that you can give. You hear what I'm saying? There's always, oh, I wish I had Kennedy here. So come on, Malik. I tell you what I'm going to do. No, I got one. Since you ready, son. Come on. Because this is where it's going to go, right here. You came in good time. You see, when you pass it, if I had Kennedy here, she would tell you, you get up there. She would tell you that, turn around because you're going that way. It's number one, you do not have to look back to the person that's supposed to pass the baton. You're supposed to, in expectation, yes, Lord. Hagar, know that it's coming your way. In expectation, because if you have to look back, it takes you off the focus of where God is calling you to. And let me tell you something. When they're in position and they're ready to go, you can't wait too long. You don't hear what I'm saying? Because they've timed you since you left the starting line. And they know in their head about what time that baton should be hitting their hand. And that's when they get in position like this. And then when they reach back, and you can't do it prematurely either, it's because they're timing, they're clocking. Now let me tell y'all something. She's smarter and brighter than you think she is. He's smarter and brighter than you think he is. Don't be intimidated by the smartness. Yeah, God. Greater things will they do than you've done. She's smarter. But God gives you for your smartness wisdom. She can't get that until she keep being smart. If she keep being smart and bright, she'll be wise. But right now, she's smarter than you. She's brighter than you. Oh, he's smarter. He brighter. I try to keep up, but I can't. I don't worry about it. I don't worry about the idea that he's smarter or brighter. I don't let that be intimidating. He's supposed to be smarter. He's supposed to be brighter. But I let my wisdom kick in. Just keep on getting the baton ready. And then when you get there, get in position, son. Have it ready for him. Check mic 1, 2. Have it ready for him. Because you've served well with what you had. And when it comes time to pass. I can't do that because, see, he's finna get up and I'm not going to do it.
Oh, told me it started at 11:30. Yeah, I am late. It seemed like he already preached. But I did have something together for today. But on the way here, things changed. A lot of things changed. I was in the car and I was listening to Ty Tribbett, Everything. And God immediately began to speak to me and just to tell me that I'm everything. And I always ask God, I talk to him regularly. I'd be like, what you talking about? He'd be like, I'm everything. Everything that you can imagine. So when my dad called me, he was, at first I thought he was talking about preaching. I'm like, hold on, dad. But he was like, do you accept? And I was like, yeah, I accept. And it's something I want to do today, Dad. I hope this don't offend nobody. But I was in Houston, and I got a call. I got a call about something that happened. And when I got the call, I immediately was driving, and I was like, nah, I ain't going to stop and worry about it. I'm just going to get back and, you know, talk with the family. I'm glad my sister is here today. I didn't expect her to be here, but I'm glad she's here because that situation is about her. And I've seen my family take a lot of hits over these past few years, a lot. I won't speak on those, but today I really just want to pray for my dad. Amen. For the strength, because growing up, it was always, you know, you're gonna watch your kids grow up. Me, I don't know if everybody know, but I'm getting ready to have a son. So when he talks about passing the torch, I get what he's saying now, because now I'm finna have somebody that I have to raise, I have to mentor. So I came in at the right time when I heard you talking about mentoring and mentoring the next generation, and that's what we're here to do. But a lot of times I see, just talking to my dad over the past few months, going to the stores, he tell me about all the messages on Sundays, whether I'm here or not. So I'm getting the word just like y'all are. But I want to pray for this family for strength. Amen. Because as you being the man of God, still you have to make sure that you got the strength to get up here and preach to us every day, every Sunday. And a lot of times, I know we always call my dad Superman, but everybody just can't be Superman all the time. And with the situations that happen, I also want to pray for my sister, too. Amen. To let you know, no matter what the outcome is, and I want you to see me, no matter what the outcome is behind this, God is still going to get the glory. He's not going to forget about you. He's not going to put you through too much that you can't bear. And I want my dad to know that situations happen. Yeah. You don't got to be all the time.
Yeah.
It's people out here that care.
Yeah.
So I would just want both of y'all to come to the front, and we all come to the front. Mom, you as well. And what we going to do, I'm not just going to pray. We're all going to pray. Just gonna circle around them. Wait on Aunt Gloria. It's good to see you too, Aunt Gloria. I love her so much. It's bittersweet in a moment like this, because I don't normally get up with the mic. I'm more of a one-on-one type of guy, but I had something prepared, but I said we need strength.
Yeah.
Amen.
We need strength.
Yeah.
So I want to just pray, and then we could just all pray together afterwards. Father God, I'm just coming to you to tell you how much that we love you and how much that we thank you. There's nobody like you. Yes, you're the greatest. And even when we don't understand what's going on, we still want to tell you thank you. God, we just want to ask right now just for forgiveness. If it's anything that we have did knowingly and unknowingly, we just ask you to forgive us right now, God. God, because we know that there is nobody like you, God. We love you. We thank you. You're powerful. You're strong. You're encouraging. And you're always faithful. God, we just want to just say thank you. Because we understand, God, that things happen. But at the end of the day, we still give you thanks because there's nobody like you. And God, now I just want to ask, Lord God, just for strength. Lord, I want to ask that you strengthen our family. And not just my family, but everybody in this building. Just to let us know that with everything that we're going on in life, that we still owe you the glory and the honor because there's nobody like you. God, I just ask right now that you just know that whatever happens, whatever outcome it is, we will forever give you the honor and the praise just because of who you are. God, we don't get weary in well-doing because in due season we shall reap if we faint not, and we understand that, God. And God, now I just want to tell you how much that I love you, how much that I care about you, how much I need you, how much that we need you. And God, we just thank you, and we just thank you, and we just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just want to tell my sister that I love her. We love you. We're with you. We're supporting you. And at the end of the day, God will forever get the glory out of this.
Yes, God. Yes, God. I want you to pray for these. All of the young people, come on. Malik, Ty, Shamar, come on. Malachi, all of these young. I want you to put hands on all of them. Come on. Come on now.
I just want to tell the young ones, I know, you still in school? Y'all know y'all in school, there's a lot going on in the schools. We see about it on the news where it's shootings, and I just want to cover y'all while y'all at school. Yeah. And I want y'all to understand the importance of having parents, to respect them, to always know that they in your corner. You might not like what they saying all the time, because I don't. Like my mom, I might not like what she say all the time. I might not like the way she say it. I might have to, hey mom, all right, I'll talk to you about this later. But just know that you got a covering, and I just want to pray with y'all. Father God, we come to you right now, Lord, just to say thank you. God, we just want you to wrap your arms around all of these individuals up here today, Lord God. You know they're dealing with school, Lord. We don't know what they're dealing with in their personal life. Lord, we just want you to protect them while they're away from their families, Lord God, that they come home every day, Lord God. Protect them that you don't let no hurt, harm, or danger comes around them, Lord God. God, we ask you to just continue to keep your hands of protection around them, Lord, because we know it's a lot going on in this world, God. But we know at the end of the day that you have all the power, Lord God. God, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say we love you. And we just want you to just keep instilling greatness into them, Lord God. Some of them are getting ready to go through college. Some of them are just getting ready to get to high school. And, Lord, we know it's a lot going on. We just ask that you give them power. We ask that you give them focus. We ask that you put the right people and friends around them, Lord. And we ask that you just protect them, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Man, what an awesome moment. Come here, Ty. What an awesome moment. What grade are you in now, Derek?
10.
All right. This is Ty's last year in school, you guys. She's about to be a graduate. I know she don't look that tall, but that's all right. And she has made so many great achievements. She's taken her family's bloodline from athleticism to the arts and her music. She's taken everything that they were gifted to do, and she's just bottled it all up into just one, it like all fell on Ty, Alana. And so she has so many options to choose from with what she's going to do. And I want her to just know how special that is today. And I want, when I look at Bree and know that she's in that place where she is making huge decisions about the next path that she's going to take, that we're going to make sure, Bree, that when it's her time to get to your place, you already know that there are some things that you can say and do today that can make that moment easier. So our mentoring program here at Nations Harvest has to take flight now. Today it has to leave this runway. And I don't want to really get in the way and start usurping authority over it. I want Kenyon to take that reign, get them here on a Saturday night, that he's going to have a Bree that's speaking about business, that's going to talk about banking, that's going to talk about entrepreneurship. And Zakiah's going to be here, Shamar's going to be here, Derek's going to be here, and he's going to learn what their strengths are so that they can present to each other, all right? The reason I don't do it so much on a Sunday is because it's almost like, and y'all catch this and be mature with it, it's almost like putting new wine in an old vase. They're going to always be shrouded by Sunday morning, right? And they're not able to get past that right now. It's hard for you to come in here on Sunday morning and expect something like that with these young people on Sunday morning because you're such a creature of habit. So you have to create a special time. You see what I'm saying? And it creates a different kind of vibe. That a word I'm looking for. You need a different vibe. Y'all know what vibe. Vibing is important, right? Because when you don't vibe, you be ready to go quick. But when you can catch your vibe, you can sit back and you can chill. They need the right vibe. And we have the resources here to provide that on a Saturday night for you to take that and to set it, schedule it, get the people, and make sure that people like Brianna and Levita and all of these people who are in between, because though they don't look at me like, if you said, Pastor Hurd, an old man, they might not agree with you. They might. Would y'all agree with them? They said I was an old man. Tell me the truth. You'd agree with them? Derek said yes. All right then. So they see me, and that's with respect, that he see that, and no matter how I say it, he can say it. And it's going to take a whole different effect. We can't be intimidated by that job. Boy, I told you that's the same thing. Duh. That's the same thing I said, right? So it just sometimes when it comes, it resonates different between him and them because I'm an old man that's respected. That brother come back and say the same thing in a different way. And it just sink in and they get it. Don't think what you said went in vain. That's why they're so easy to accept it, is because it's already been imparted. Right. Now they got something to really work with. Thank you, Ty. I love you, baby. You got a lot you got to give. Come on, give her a hand because she's going to be doing that in March. We're going to look for you to respond responsively. And you all, let's just let this be, instead of a plane crash, let's let this be a smooth takeoff. And let's have this today. Bree, thank you for responding. I called, I talked to her, and she is always having something on the cutting board that's next. I like that. That means that she don't fear failure. Cause don't nothing beat a failure like a what? A try. And she gonna try it. And I was talking to her for but a moment, and Levita's a great product of mine too. See, if her Uncle Don can do it, she can do it. So, you know, ain't no difference. She just, boy, I tell you the truth, doing great in business. Thank the Lord for Shift. And I see it growing. And did y'all get that today clear about mentoring? You see, you got to be the father. It's okay to enjoy with your kids, but at some point you got to mentor. That's what I'm just saying. I hope that came across clear today. Don't ever think that I'm confusing the two. He think he young. No, I don't think. I know. I just ask the Lord to number my days. I do not think I'm young. I just don't let you see how old I am. That's right. That's right, Tat, right? Don't let the devil see, don't let him see you sweat now. That's right. You got to get out there. Every time I see you, you going backwards. You looking younger and younger and younger. Yeah, okay. Boy, and then as soon as they get out of sight, bro. Whoa, holding that back up straight. Yeah, I ain't putting on no airs. I'm just being disciplined. All right. You want people to see the goodness of God in you. Can't think of anything else at this moment. Anyone else with anything? Did y'all enjoy Kenyon? Amen. Did y'all enjoy Kenyon? It's all right. And don't be afraid when it comes your time, Jock, to take the mic. Even if it's only 1 minute, if it's 15 seconds. But you got something in you that can help somebody else. Cash, I know you ain't going to have no problem. I don't know what's going to come out, but I know you ain't going to have no problem grabbing the mic, Willie Regina. He'll grab that mic. But we just have to wait to see what's going to come out, right? So, yeah, all right. Same with Shamar, right? He'll get it. We just don't know if we're going to hear about Spider-Man or, right, or Batman or whatever, but it's going to be in the name of Jesus, okay? All right, then. I love you all. Anyone with anything else this morning? Anyone with anything else? God bless you. Now, we're going to come. We're going to be here with y'all on Saturday night. And I hope y'all going to have some food, because when the older people do it, we have food. When we do it, we have food. So I hope when y'all do it, y'all going to have some food. Because we're coming. So we be coming for food and fellowship. So y'all make sure that when you do it, we'll help y'all too. Okay? But y'all just make sure it's on Saturday. We're going to be looking to eat, and we're going to surround y'all and keep y'all undergirded in prayer and everything. Amen. And I'm going to sit back and enjoy. Amen. God bless you. My daughter last night, to say what I say when she can cook, I have to feed about 200 people today for Decatur Youth Services at the Black History Month. And I had engagement last night, I had engagement. But because I mentored, I went on to do what I had to do. And when I came back, all of that chicken fettuccine was laid out on the counter when I got in last night, because that Kiki noticed she know how to put it together. Amen. That's right. And so thank God that I was able to call her and say, listen, it's a busy weekend, and I need you to come in and help Dad. And she had them big old stock pots sitting on that, forget the name of that stove, that big old thing with all them eyes on it. She had that stuff laid out. We came in, got back about 11 o'clock last night, and I was able to just get into bed. Amen. Now we're going to get out of here, go put that together, go deliver it, cater this event this evening, and call it a day. Amen. Amen. So thanks to them. He's a cook too, boy. They all can cook. If you come out of Don Hurst's house, you cook. Yeah, you better. Amen. So don't ask Rod for too much now. No, don't ask Rod. He'll tell you he can do it out of his mouth. But I'll hold up. That's all right, son. Kick back. I got you. All right. Okay, come to your feet. Don't forget your giving. It's essential and it's important. And it's very important. And all of you that are reaching out to try to keep it so that it is convenient for you and trying the text to give. I heard some others said, they called me and say, did it get there? I say, yes, it did. So know that it's okay. But if you have to use the traditional means, that's always okay. All right. But do respond in your giving as you're leaving out. And thank you all always for your support. Son, I thank you so much for your prayers. Come on and let's close out in prayer. Eternal God, we thank you so much for all that you've done today. Thank you, Lord, for this message that was given and the message that was received. Bless it. Watch over it, God. Cause it to come not only to manifest itself, but for it to also just bring a great harvest. Just bring it to fruition, we pray now. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless us as we go in peace. Amen.